Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, and listen, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. This is the Marvelous Radio Show. This wonderful Saturday afternoon. How's everyone doing this Saturday? I'm doing great. Right about now, we're going to play a classic hip-hop classic beat that came out 30 years ago this summer. 30 years ago. Can you imagine that 30 years ago this summer? Is Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew with MC Ricky D, a.k.a. Slick Rick with the show. Thank you. heard. Son, I was going downtown. Birds falling on no one to be with. That's all that be paying a 200 a fifth. I thought we're ready to go. So I sat beside her. Then she went for a with some shit a tiger. I said, oh no, that's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Trick. Not Fluffy Play. Oh, got it wrong. She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name's Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, try it on something. Slick breaking up, rock that house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. But the move, we showing through. Hey, yo, Doug, do that make a jam on the groove.
Cooler than it was yesterday, and round off the weekend,
Sunday is going to be sunny, very sunny, with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 65 degrees. So it's enjoy the sunshine, but you never know. You got to be careful just in case. Have your umbrella handy because you might have some isolated showers depending on what part of Central Georgia that you live in. So just keep yourself dry and keep yourself cool. You know, granted, it's still hot, but granted, it is summer. It's supposed to be hot. And, you know, like I said, God bless the person who invented essential air, because I don't know if I'll be able to live in a house or an apartment without one. It's great. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, let's go into the news right now as we speak. We have some updates about the two New York prison escapees. One has been killed by the police. The second man is still on the run. This is from Plattsburgh, New York. It says Richard Matt, one of the two escaped murderers from an upstate New York maximum security prison, maximum security that is, was shot and killed by officers involved in the massive three-week hunt. According to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, confirmed last night, officers are still pursuing fugitive David Sweat and believed to be closing in on him near the Canadian border. No police have seen him at this time, but there is a secure perimeter. Matt apparently shot at a driver in a camper near Malone, New York, according to a federal law enforcement officer said. The driver called 911. When officers arrived, gunfire erupted, and Matt was shot dead. Matt was shot by a Border Patrol tactical team and federal law, according to a federal law enforcement source. It says at a command center near the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York, law enforcement helicopters were taking off to join the search. Passing motorists hawked in approval at news of Matt's death. The shooting occurred on a day the New York State Police reported that Matt and Sweat might have been headed to Canada. Investigators were conducting DNA tests on potential new evidence, according to a source close to the investigation. It says a reported burglary led police to a cabin on Thursday in the town of Malone, 14 miles northwest of Mountain View, where another cabin was burglarized. Evidence found in the Malone cabin was being tested, according to Malone State Police spokesman Bo Duffy. Said at the time, fugitives have not been seen, but certain that the evidence is conclusive. According to State Police Major Charles Guest, more than 1,100 law enforcement officers have been pursuing new leads with a high degree of confidence, according to State Police Major Guest. These two prison employees have been charged in connection with the man's elaborate June 6th breakout, and the accusations against them highlight a series of apparent security lapses. That is true, because that's the maximum security. When it's maximum security, that means it's supposed to get the maximum amount of security in that prison. I mean, no one's supposed to be getting out of there unless they get parole. Investigators from the New York State Inspector General's office are looking into possible breaches of security protocols that allowed Matt and Sweat to escape, setting police on a vast and costly manhunt for the past 3 weeks. Other agencies are conducting investigations at the prison. It says that as the investigation into shortcomings in Clinton continued, hundreds of law enforcement officers had been searching for Sweat and Matt in a densely wooded area roughly 20 miles of the prison. It says that searchers also have been combing the thick vegetation in the area surrounding the Mountain View cabin the escapees were thought to have burglarized. Well, we definitely know that one has been fatally captured, one is dead. Sweat, the other one, David Sweat, the surviving one, he's still on the run, still at large. So definitely, if you find him, please put him back behind bars. Put him be able to do that. Be able to do what you got to do. I definitely applaud state police, law enforcement involved in doing their job and getting back those fugitives who were basically a huge menace, so congratulations to them. course, as you've been knowing that there's been a lot of sports that's been going on, I wanted to let you know that there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. I was telling about the Women's World Cup soccer match USA had against China yesterday. I don't know the score was last night. I didn't get the final scores. I'll probably give you the scores of that sometime tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow's broadcast. Right now, I guess it's been a lot of stuff. It has been a crazy week. You had the funerals of the Charleston Knights. Well, most of them, I should say, two or three. You had two or three of them, actually four, earlier this week. Yesterday, President Obama eulogized the Reverend Clemente Pinckney, who was the pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church, who was among the people who were murdered, along with the other eight victims in that church in Charleston, South Carolina. And you couldn't pick a better person to eulogize Reverend Pinckney other than President Obama. I mean, Reverend Pinckney was a very accomplished man. He has done a lot. I mean, even you can't deny that he accomplished a lot of things in his short 41 years. I mean, I'm 46. I haven't even done close. I'm not even close. I haven't even scratched the surface for what he's done. I mean, he was called to be a preacher at age 13. So basically, if you are believers, if you're praying people, he basically felt the need that he should be a preacher at age 13. And he became ordained as a minister at the age of 18. So in 5 years, he actually became a preacher, to ordain as a preacher, as a minister in 5 years, then became a state senator of South Carolina at age 23. That's marvelous. No pun intended, but, you know, he has accomplished a lot. He already accomplished a lot in his 20s. I mean, you went from a teenage preacher to a state senator to being a pastor of your own church, being a husband and a father. I mean, I got to tip the hat off this guy. I mean, they don't make people like that anymore. You know, they really don't. It just breaks your heart. You know, it breaks your heart. You know, the good ones, they're the ones who's like falling off the face of the earth. They're the ones who are leaving us. You know, yet these morons. Yeah, you got these morons that just unfortunately just happen to live. You know, forever. Just happen to live forever. Don't mean to be funny, but you know it's true. It's true. It's true. It's very true. Speaking of idiots, there's a story about Bristol Palin, Sarah Palin, the daughter of former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. She announced that she is going to have her second pregnancy, and she was basically, and she was interviewed by Oprah not so long ago. She was saying that, please respect trips in my privacy during this time. I do not want any lectures, and I do not want any sympathy. It says, you know, this is from different sources. It says she was trying to, I don't know why. I mean, why don't you just go ahead and just make her an honest woman trip if you like the woman. You already knocked her before. I already gave her one child out, Will. Why are you going to give her a second one? I don't understand that. And what's really funny about this, Bristol Palin earns $262,000 as the abstinence ambassador. This is back 4 years ago in 2011. She got $262,000 as an ambassador for abstinence? Really? I mean, come on. I mean, seriously. I mean, Sarah Palin, who's about to have her second child, once earned over $250,000 as an abstinence ambassador. Really? Not necessarily funny, but it is a joke, though, if you get my drift. So,
Damn. Now, you can laugh at that. You can't laugh at that. You can't laugh at that. I mean, seriously. I mean, really. Bristol Palin, you know, second outside illegitimate child, and talking about she was an ambassador. She's an ambassador for abstinence. I mean, come on. Bristol Palin being an ambassador for abstinence and having her second child out of wedlock, like, that's kind of like Montel Williams doing a commercial for Head and Shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. That's like a vegetarian doing a commercial for A1 steak sauce. Wow, on a roll. 2 for 2. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. Just ridiculous. So ridiculous. But speaking of ridiculousness, it says that, you know what, I just can't believe this. Now, of course, you know, Donald Trump has been on fire. He's been saying some really, really, really crazy stuff. Now, this guy, he is, this is crazy. This is from the Hollywood Reporter, says by John Hecht. Says real estate mogul, apprentice host, and 2016 presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments about Mexican immigrants, which he described them as rapists and people who bring drugs and crime to the U.S., hasn't just drawn outrage from Hispanic individuals and organizations in the U.S. The Mexican government, its news outlets, and stars are also furious with Trump. Trump's controversial remarks, which Thursday, 2 days ago, led Univision, the Spanish-language television network, to announce it would no longer simulcast the July 12th Miss USA pageant, which is next month, and that is ending its business relationship with Trump, came during his speech last week announcing his presidential candidacy and mentioning those said statements about people from Mexican immigrants, calling them rapists and bringing drugs to the United States. Now, Mexican Interior Minister Miguel Angel Osorio Chong, President Enrique Peña Nieto's right-hand man, called Trump's comments prejudiced and absurd. Now, Joaquin Lopez Doriga, a news anchor at top network Televisa, referred to Trump as an opportunist and an imbecile, quote-unquote. Televisa is Univision's partner and main content supplier of television programming. And the Mexican Daily El Universal ran an opinion piece with the headline, Trump Rich, Ignorant, and Dangerous. Wow, that's to the point, huh? Trump, rich, ignorant, and dangerous. Wow, that's a crazy title. But true. Eugenio Derbez, I hope that's, I apologize, Mr. Derbez, if I mispronounced your name. Eugenio or Eugenio Derbez, Mexico's most bankable star and director of the box office Instructions Not Included, applauded Univision's decision on Twitter. It says, this is not the first time this year that the Donald has angered Mexico. After filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu won a Best Picture Oscar for Birdman, Trump drew the ire of Mexicans for the controversial comment made on the Fox News the day after the awards ceremony. This guy, Alejandro González Iñárritu, he kept getting up and up and up, Trump said. And I said, what is he doing? He's walking away with all the gold. He's walking away with all the gold because he's an Oscar-winning director. That's why. He won for best screenplay, for best writer, I guess screenplay, best director, and best picture. I mean, come on, give the man credit. And you know what? Donald Trump's not the only person who got away with saying something that crass. I mean, even Sean Penn, with his ignorant behind, I mean, this dude, he said the exact same thing, if not a similarly ignorant thing about Iñárritu when you went for best picture. I mean, you could see. It was on live during the Oscars. I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, he said it the day after, but Sean Penn said it the night of the Oscars, that the winner of Best Picture goes to, and then he found out this was, you know, the director, Birdman, and Best Picture was Birdman, he ends up saying, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, who the heck gave this SOB a green card? It's like, come on now. Really? Really, Sean? Really, Sean? The guy who played Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I mean, out of all people, you're the one who's going to make call somebody a green card? Deserves a green card? Come on now. Not, had all those British and Australian actors at the Academy Awards that year, this past February, you're going to tell me, who needs a green card? Really? Really, Sean? Come on now. Come on. It's ridiculous. To tell you the truth, I don't blame Univision for doing that. For just basically cutting off business ties, you know, breaking away from Donald Trump. And you know what the sad part is? Recently, and this is just breaking news, this came out like early this morning, if not last night, Donald Trump is basically suing Univision for cutting off his ties and not having to do with Donald Trump and the Miss Universe deal and airing Miss USA and the Miss Universe pageants. Like, come on, you showed yourself out in public. You think who's gonna want to do business with you, sir? Who's gonna do that? You talking about you're suing them because they breached the contract? No. If anything, you did, because I mean, making fun of people from Mexico most show a way. I mean, I know you're running for president. You want to show the people that you're tough on immigration, but come on now. Don't bite the hand or at least one of the fingers of that hand that feeds you, that gives you an income, that keeps you up as a billionaire. I mean, come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. I just hate it. There's one thing I hate more than stupidity is that is justifiable stupidity. When you're an idiot and you're stupid and you try to justify your stupidity, that's really bad. You know, kind of like Bristol Bailey. Oh my goodness. Maybe Donald Trump needs to marry Bristol. If he wasn't already married, maybe he needs to make a quick divorce and marry Bristol Bailey and make an honest woman out of her. I'm just saying. Anyway, we have some more stories. I'll probably give more stories out. It's already 3:29. Things have gone, I mean, my goodness. Tell you the truth, man, times have gone, I mean, things have been going on and on. We have the NBA draft that started this week, started earlier this week, as well as the NHL draft. Right now, I already have the top four members of the 2015 NBA draft presented by State Farm, and also was given by Phil Jackson, who's the president of the New York Knicks. And congratulations to him. I mean, he went from the Bulls to the Lakers to the Knicks. Maybe he'll give them a championship. I don't know. Maybe it should be one for the Cavaliers. They get a championship. Actually, so do the Hawks. We need him. But anyway, just want to let you all know that also there's some things coming up in out and about. Just want to let our Middle Georgia listeners, of course, you know, we have the something coming up in the Macon Coliseum. It's really, really great, and it is the Discover the Dinosaurs exhibit, where there's going to be more than 40 moving and lifelike dinosaurs coming this weekend at Discover the Dinosaurs, an exhibit at the Macon Coliseum, and it's on. It started yesterday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It continues today from 10 a.m. today to 8 p.m. Today and later on tonight, and it will finish on June 28th, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those who want to check it out, go over to the Macon Coliseum at 200 Coliseum Drive in Macon, Georgia. The cost is $20 for ages 13 and older, $18 for ages 2 to 12, exhibit only, $24 for ages 2 to 12 for exhibit plus other special attractions, and $18 for senior citizens age 65 and older, and free for children younger than 2. For more information, check out www.discoverthedinosaurs.com or www.makingcenterplex.com. Definitely check that out if you have the time to check it out over at the Macon Coliseum. That's Discover the Dinosaurs, a very good exhibit of over 40 moving dinosaurs. Just in time for Jurassic World, that's, you know, now the number one, has been the number one movie for the second week in a row, 2 weeks in a row. Will it become a third? Will it be a week number three? I guess we'll find out later. I wonder if it has, what if it has reached the $1 billion mark. But anyway, just want to say, you know, congratulations. I hope if you have enough time to check that out, if you have enough time to check check out the Discover the Dinosaurs at the Macon Coliseum, please do. Heard it's a wonderful exhibit. Be sure to check it out. Follow us around. And tomorrow, I'll definitely talk to you about the upcoming Macon Film Festival, which will be sometime next month, and they have a whole. They already have their schedules already out. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to let everyone. Hope everyone be able to check that out. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. I hope everyone will get a chance to see it, whether you're in a film or not. Because I love it. I've been to at least three or four of them myself, and I enjoyed myself every time. But by the way, I just want to go ahead and get into these, knock out these four, the top four people in that were picked in the, this year's NBA draft. Number one draft pick that was picked actually this past Thursday night. His name was Karl Anthony Towns. He's a center, and he was number one draft pick by the Minnesota Timberwolves in the 2015 NBA draft. He's 19 years old. 7 feet tall, 250 pounds. He's played for the Kentucky Wildcats. So congratulations to you, Mr. Karl Anthony Towns. The next person The second person in the 2015 NBA draft, the number two draft pick, is D'Angelo Russell. He's a guard from Ohio State. He's 19 years old, 6 foot 5, 193 pounds. He was selected by the LA Lakers. So D'Angelo Russell, picked by the number two draft pick, selected by the LA Lakers. So maybe the LA Lakers may have some competition to at least be able to go on a high note for Lisa Coco, because he said that next year will be his final season playing. Number three draft pick, the center, Jahlil Okafor. He's from Duke. He's 6'11". He's a center. Jahlil Okafor, just straight brand new from their brand new NCAA national championship in basketball. So he's got a brand new NCAA ring. He's draft pick number three. He was selected by the Philadelphia 76ers. So we might actually have some competition in the Eastern Conference. How about that? Wow. And last but certainly not least, of course he's not last, he's certainly not least. He's number four. He's the number four draft pick. It's Kristaps Porzingis. He was selected. He's age 19, 220 pounds, 7 feet tall. He's not from college, but he's from Latvia. He played professional basketball over in Latvia, over in Eastern Europe. He was select number four, draft pick number four, selected by the New York Knicks. And obviously Phil Jackson, who's the president of the New York Knicks, basically gave him a thumbs up, gave him a thumbs up of approval for picking this guy. So maybe the Knicks will also have some competition. So it's not just going to be – so it's going to be really, really hot. There's going to be some serious competition for the Eastern Conference as well as the – the Western Conference. You got Durant and Angela Russell picked by the Lakers. You have Karl Anthony Towns by the Minnesota Timberwolves. You got Jahlil Okafor selected by the 76ers. And Kristaps Porzingis selected by the New York Knicks. So those are just the top four. And that's top four in the first round. Now, second round, I could go, you know, the second round, but that would be all 60 players because you have 30 players from the first round and second round. You have another 30 for one for each team. So you have 60 players in all who were picked in the NBA draft. So this was the first and second round. But I guess we'll find out, well, if you want any more details of the maybe like the other six people, maybe like the top 10 I get from number 5 to number 10 on down, I'll let you know if you need them, if you want them, of course. But I just want to let you know that I'll have some more for tomorrow's show. I have more details about the surviving jail captive fugitive, New York City Maxim prison fugitive, see if he's still on the run or has he been captured by law enforcement, and other stories that I'll talk about, particularly the Macon Film Festival, the upcoming Macon Film Festival, and this is a special one because it's the 10th anniversary, the 10th Macon Film Festival, so definitely you would want to check this out. Definitely check this out. For those who are Middle Georgia listeners and those who plan on coming to Central Georgia, coming to Macon this next month, definitely, if you want to come down to Macon, this is definitely the time to see it next month at the Macon Film Festival next month in July. Definitely check that out. Well, I've gone over one more time. I have some more stories to talk to you tomorrow. So check us out 23 and a half hours from now. Be sure to check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. or unless a change in times otherwise. If you have a business and you want to advertise, please give me a call at 478-731-1926 or call Marvella at 478-228-3715 or email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. That's marvelous with two L's. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Merritt here, wishing you a marvelous Marvel Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow. I got to go and mold along right now while it's still sunny. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful and marvelous Saturday. I'll check you all tomorrow. Have a good day. A marvelous day, as a matter of fact. Take care.